Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live.
He's broadcasting alive.
Whoa. That was actually good. I actually liked it.
Yeah. Mixed it up. Beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C. Second floor Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXLY building, where it is a
Friday.
Yeah, well, there you go. My welcome.
Golly.
Hey, guys. Hi.
Bye, golly. Hey, Taylor. Hey there.
Kevin, you should have seen these guys. They all want to put their headphones on at the same time. You know how sometimes you'll look at your headphones like, oh, what's going on with the headphones? Like there's something wrong with
them
or something?
Yeah.
All three of them at the same time, I look down, they're all like, oh, well, what's going on? These are headphones. Oh, wow. Neat little thing. Where do they go?
They're backwards.
What was the confusion?
I don't know.
For me, I put them on first and I felt like I had them on backwards.
The wrong ear or something?
Yeah, I just had to check and I didn't.
Your head was on backwards.
My head was on a little weird. My ears are crooked, apparently. So.
Sorry about that.
Oh. It is weird how it doesn't seem like your left and right ear should be different. Yet, if you put on the headphones the wrong way, especially some headphones, you're like, oh, whoa, no.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wearing my pants sideways.
Right, yeah.
That is true.
My headphones are on the wrong ear and have been like almost my whole life.
Really?
Because the plug-in is on the right-hand side and I would have to crisscross
it. Because ours are on the left, yours on the right.
Yeah,
those are why the headphones that I have, well, not at work. No, I do have a few of these that I'm wearing one today.
Mm-hmm.
They have the cord can go in either side.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Such a brilliant idea.
It really is, yeah.
It makes it so much better.
But it's funny now, if I turn it around to the quote-unquote correct ear, it feels so weird.
Does it?
Oh,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. So I just swapped my ears.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Swapped them.
It's like Mr. Potato Head.
Just turn those around.
Switch sides.
They're pointing in the wrong direction, but they're fine.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, it looks a little strange, but you know what? It's fine. As long as I have my headphones on, it works.
Head of my phone.
Well, welcome, everybody. Let's see. Warren's here.
There I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Lived a good life, loved a good wife, always helped someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
No, it's not true.
Warren Strong.
Hello and hi and good Friday morning, everyone.
Hi, Warren.
Hello, Jay.
Welcome, friend.
I didn't think that I would be here today. I told some of my friends I wouldn't be.
So you lied.
I lied.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I am.
But then you were able to manage it.
Yes, because my lovely daughter is going to come over. The eldest is going to come over and hang out with the wife.
Yes.
Who I don't like to leave alone right now.
Yeah, because she crashed
on her bicycle and hurt herself.
Yeah,
bad.
That's, gosh, dang it.
Where were you guys riding bicycles? Do you mind if I get more details on this accident?
No, I don't mind at all. We were camped at exit 40 at the Coeur d'Alene River campground.
You were just
40 miles in.
One away from the legendary exit 41 at Kingston.
Yeah, and Cataldo right before that.
Yeah,
Cataldo
sure.
Mission.
Yeah, sure.
And we were just scooting along. We'd never ridden on a paved bicycle trail, but it was so fun. We were having so much fun.
Yeah.
There was 10 of us.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't realize it was that big a group.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably good, actually, because you were able to have
all 10 have electric
and
bikes.
These are...
No, except one.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what, Kev?
I'm sorry, Monty asked the question I was going to ask, which is, these are all e-bikes.
Except for one. One of them, I called him the professional bike rider because he does bike riding.
Like events.
Triathlon.
Yeah, events. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. And he does a lot of those. I mean, that guy scoots.
Yeah, I bet.
And
And your wife just lost her balance or something?
She did. Yeah, her legs were getting tired, And I said, well, just turn the throttle and coast for a little while with the motor on the bike. Yeah. And I don't know, something happened, and whoop, 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 and down she went.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
Dang it.
Yeah.
She hit hard. I mean, her elbows, her knees, her...
I can imagine.
Yeah, or her right hip. I mean, it's,
oh,
I mean,
geez.
Especially the right elbow. It's deep.
Did you have to go to a hospital?
Yes. My cousin was there, and he's an EMT, and my other cousin's a nurse.
Hmm.
But he said, I'm going to get an ambulance here. We need to get her checked out. And so
better be safe than sorry.
Yeah. So they came in with running alongside their stretcher on wheels and and got her. I know.
And, well, I'm glad she's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
She's good. She did have a helmet. They all were getting after me. Well, she doesn't have a helmet on. I said, well, she took the helmet off when
after
she was laying there. She goes, oh, I'm hot. And she took the helmet off and I hung it on her bike.
Yeah.
So, no, we absolutely wore helmets. Everybody was
wearing
helmets.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you don't need that problem.
Even for someone with as square a head as you have.
I've had enough.
You don't need anything else hitting your head.
No.
We all know that.
No.
Although if he fell and hit his head, maybe get his sense of smell back.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. That would be something.
Yeah,
would
that be
point.
Neat? Yeah.
But she is in a sling now, right?
Yes,
she's not able to do anything with her.
Right, and it's her right arm, and she's right-handed.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, of course it is.
Makes it even worse. But
well, she's got all those cards to write, so that's a bummer.
Bruce came over. We were working on his tractor yesterday at my house, and I told her, I said, I'll be outside. Have your phone. Call me if you need anything.
Yeah.
And I got back in the house, and she had showered.
Oh, wow.
She took her sling off. She showered.
Look
she
at her
got
go.
Dressed. I know. It's like, whoa, girl. Because, I mean, the least little movement. Ah, ah,
I'm sure. Yeah.
You know?
Man.
Because it cracked the bone between her elbow and her
Holy
shoulder,
smokes.
Whatever that bone
That's
is.
That's humorous.
Isn't that your humorous?
Humorous.
Yeah.
That's not that funny,
she didn't think it was humorous.
I was going to say, maybe no jokes for a while.
and they think that the tendon pulled loose and pulled the chip of the bone off the rotator cuff.
Holy smokes.
Oh,
she
that's
got
a
it.
Chip off the old bone.
Okay, you know what?
Now it is getting humorous.
Nice.
Well.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
There was one after you, correct? One time
yeah, it was a long time after, so it was like starting over.
Oh, wow.
So it was like having a brand new family.
You were already in college?
No.
Oh.
No.
Kevin James.
Yeah, you're not bitter at all.
Yeah, it didn't seem
I wasn't
like...
bitter until just now.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hi, Kevin!
Hello, Kevin. Kevin. I was going to ask you not to make a big deal out of it, but no, I'm actually glad you did, guys. I needed that. That felt real nice.
What the heck?
Thank you.
What is happening?
What?
I was back to the not able to sleep last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. I couldn't sleep at all last night.
And it was one of those where I was sitting in a chair watching TV because... Yeah. I was sleeping on the chair because that's where I've decided I sleep better right now with my ailments.
Uh-huh.
And as I was sitting there, I have the TV turned way down, the volume way down. But it was an interview with Audrey Plaza, who I greatly enjoy. Find her to be very funny. And she was telling a story that it seemed to be hilarious as, who was it? Seth Meyers, I believe. Yes, he was reacting to the story with lots of laughter, as was the audience. But it was that thing where I didn't have the volume loud enough to hear it, so I'm trying to read the captions. Also don't have my glasses on. So I can't really see the captions, but I'm trying to keep up, and they're off with when the laughter's happening. So I would share the story because I know it was really, really funny, but I have no idea what it was.
What time of day, night?
Oh, does that show get over at 1:30?
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Have you thought maybe about turning your TV off?
Oh, Jay, I had everything off for a long time.
You just turned it back on because you were restless?
I did, because it was not going anywhere. I just woke up probably, I don't know, 10 minutes before that and turned it on and then sat there for a while, for like an hour, which was pretty good. And then... then I just would doze off and on with, had the TV off. It was dark. It was quiet. It just, but I don't know, man. Just can't sleep. Good, solid stretch of time.
Bruce, you ever have trouble sleeping?
No.
No. Have you always been a good sleeper your whole life?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that's it. It's a gift.
Once, yeah, that's a that is it. Once Papa Elf tucks you in, you're just good, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, you know what? You're gonna, you know what? The heck with it.
Sorry, Bruce, but that was funny.
Hello, my name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, everybody, except Bruce. Kevin. Bruce.
Bruce, you have a divine.
Oh, boy.
Oh man, let's go.
Bruce.
Remix.
Good morning.
Except for your friend Kevin over here is taking shots at you.
I'll fix him.
Yeah, that's right. He'll drive
you
around.
Bruce, I miss you. I wish I was there to hug your little body.
Yeah, I wish he was here too.
Maybe not for that last part, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, it's fine. Welcome, buddy. Good to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Good
to be here.
Are you a sleeper, Monty? You a good sleeper, bad sleeper?
Generally, yes. Yeah, once in a while, no. But.
More on you?
Yeah.
Good Gosh sleeper. Dang, that's quite the... I know that a lot of people feels like more people have trouble sleeping. So.
And you have trouble sleeping, don't you?
Yeah, I just, you know, I mean, you know, it's on and off. It's not terrible.
Comes and goes, right? Yeah, no, I think we're both in the same boat. Where
I don't know, maybe it's just the schedule.
Maybe being in the same
so
boat.
So many times, though, I feel like I'm a great sleeper, where it's just like, oh, man, you... Well,
Kevin,
I can't wait to lay down, and I can't wait to stay asleep.
Hey, Kevin, you and Jay are in the same boat. Maybe you need to get out of the boat. One of you needs to get out of the boat.
That could be a possibility, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe one of us is rocking.
Rocking the boat.
Let me see.
Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby.
Thank you, Warren.
Sure. Monty.
Where do you currently work?
As far as, like, actual employer. Like,
Producer Steve's face when this Monty. Stuff goes on.
I know. I always mumble. It's like mumble? I literally
I
ever
do not.
Since I was like
I never
first
mumble.
Learning to speak.
Ever. Monty. Monty.
Yes, Monty. We can.
You're an animal.
Oh, there it is.
Yes, there we go. You're a toy guy.
Stop.
Turn me the talk.
Stop, please. For God.
Great.
Monty.
This. Hey there. Hi there, ho there. And good morning, Spokane!
Ooh, yeah. Wow. Man.
And I slept okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I overslept this morning, which is a bit odd.
Did
I
you
slept
really?
Until 4:30. My wife had to wake me up.
Oh wow.
Which is so rare.
Yeah, that is rare.
What do you mean overslept at 4:30? What? My alarm goes off at 4:30. Sorry, Jay.
No, you're good.
Oh,
you're,
no, that's just, I normally get up a lot earlier than that. So
why?
Just because. It's just what
he loves the day.
I do. I get stuff done.
Mm-hmm. You know, because when you have all those meetings for that fake job you have, you got to take care of business.
So if you get up at 4, what time do you make your oatmeal?
Don't make oatmeal.
Oh, man.
Coffee and grapes right off the vine, Warren. Oh. That's why I walked down and grabbed some grapes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Monty, did your wife get up that early, too?
No, typically.
No, she's smarter than that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. It just depends. I mean, if she wakes up, she does.
Gotcha. And so then you just kind of do your thing in the morning.
Right.
Is it dog related at all? How many dogs do you currently have?
Well, we're down to 3.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's not. Sometimes it was before when we had 5.
You could hear them scrambling around or barking.
Oh, no, they were on the bed.
Oh, they're on the bed. Oh, gosh.
When there was 4 on the bed, that was a bit tumultuous.
And they were all wiener dogs, right?
No, they're Chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas, I mean. Yeah. That's my bad.
And well, Faith is a Jack Russell, so she doesn't do bed anymore.
Yeah.
She's got her own, and but the Chihuahuas, they were all up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think they like to burrow.
There's
a thing
under the blankets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You wake up and there'd be one at your feet and one at your right on your head.
I feel like I would be kicking them out of the bed whether I wanted to or not.
That happens frequently.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
And when they go down in the bed, I don't know about you, but we've had dogs that did. They go down and you stretch out and they bite your toe. It's like, dang it.
Hey, this is my bed.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I feel kind of dapper.
Do you feel dapper? Yeah.
You're looking dapper.
Kevin James.
That's great. I
think my dapper has a different meaning than yours.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you so much. Steve is my middle name.
Yeah.
My first name is
Producer.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, orange, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's soda. True. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Yeah, there he is.
Producer. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hello.
Hey,
hello, Steve. Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Producer hello. Steve.
Oh, boy.
What's up in your world, Steve?
Well, I'm just terrified of everything, Jay.
Well, I already scared him this morning once. It was an accident. It was an accident. I just walked into the studio here with the lights off. I had my hands full with the donuts and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to get to the counter, and then I saw something was on the floor, so I, you know, kind of bent down and threw it away. And Steve's studio was, like, right on the other side of that wall there.
Yeah.
And apparently he saw a silhouette of a human. And
oh.
I look up, and his eyes are about to pop out of his head. And
yeah.
Freaked out.
It's very frightening. And earlier in the morning, as I was entering the gate, there were two cats just staring at me.
Ooh.
Cats.
Did you hear, like, spooky music in the background?
Right. That's a good point, Warren. It's getting to be Halloween time. Yeah.
None of that. So
did they try to eat you or anything?
Yeah, did they?
Like, I don't know. Maybe.
Did you do the thing,
like this?
Steve, like when you're in the basement of your house when you were a kid and you kind of like, you know, the lights are, you shut the light off or something and you kind of do the thing where you go really fast up the stairs because you're a little worried about it. Did you do that thing?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're out in the barn, you see all you see is two eyes.
Yeah.
What is that?
It is
it's a badger. That's fine.
It's
the
fine.
Further the eyes are apart, the more scared you need to be.
Based on that's the size of the animal. Yes. Yeah. That's a good point. Never thought about that.
Who comes to the crypt of Count Dracula?
Ooh.
Huh.
Oh, that was. Who did that again with the music?
Who comes to the crypt of Count Dracula?
Okay. All right. Now I'm actually scared.
Yeah.
Well, it's just all preparation for Scary Wood.
Yeah, you're going. Steve's going to Scary Wood today, guys.
How about nice? What time?
Yeah, cool.
In the darkness?
I guess it will be dark.
Yeah, it should be.
This should be fun.
Believe me, he's so excited.
What are you doing at Silverwood, Steve?
Yeah.
Getting scared.
Are you doing promotions at all, or is this for this is a personal trip?
It's media night, and Steve's part of the media.
Oh, well, yeah.
So he's going to go do a little
sort of personal.
Yeah, a little freebie thing. A bunch of people are going. So.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, nice. Are you going with any TV people like we talked about? I did send an email to Natalie, and I said, hey, I know this is last minute, but if you want to go, tag along.
Right,
Have not heard back from her yet, but we'll see.
I
feel like there'll be somebody from the TV that will go, that'll be there for media night.
I mean, I would think so. Yeah, I would think that's probably true.
Yeah, maybe I'll just see him there.
Kevin, you want to be his plus one?
A roller coaster ride.
No, not really. I had to think about it for a moment. Uh-huh. But I think I'll pass.
It's funny because, you know, I'm not a big scary, I'm not really into that part of it, you know, and my wife's not into that part of it either. And my son was at the house last night and my wife goes, well, do you think Will and his girlfriend Riley would like to go? And I said, well, there's no way Will wants to go. And I said, Riley might want to go. And so my wife says to my son, hey, any interest on going to Scarywood? And he says, are you crazy? Heck no.
Oh.
And she goes, do you think Riley would like to go? And he goes, yeah, that's why you're not going to ask her.
Because then she'd be like, Will, you got to go with me.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I'm like, huh, I wonder where he learned that.
My daughter and son-in-law go every year.
Do they love that? Yeah, well, that's just it. I don't feel like there's a bunch of middle ground there. I think there's just...
No, there's
either,
not.
You either do or don't.
And so many people love Scarywood. I mean, it's...
I could see the draw, honestly.
Oh, for sure. I did see
and
they
it's
have...
it's so well done. I mean, they really...
It's
one of those where you go... Oh, yeah, this is not just, you know, your local...
No, man, they're
haunted house. Throwing together a haunted house.
With sheets hanging in the corners and,
that's an amusement park.
324 haunters.
Wow. Monty would be good at that, I think.
I did, this is way before your time, Jay, but Hagel's Haunted House, or Hagel's House of Horrors out in the West Plains.
Oh.
And that was for years and years. But
were you the guy with the chainsaw?
No, I was inside.
Okay.
And I
don't remember that, Monty. Monty. Where was that called again?
Hagel's House of Horrors. Oh. Out in, it's right near the where the airport, you know, everybody knows where the airport is, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just run by like a family at a farm or Hagel's. Something? Okay, cool. Wow.
And it was an old phone station building, brick building that they had converted into a haunted house. Cool. Yeah. It was well known in the area. Everybody went.
So. Was it fun?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
A ball.
I saw that they increased the number of haunters at Scarywood by like, I want to say 40 or 50 or something.
Wow.
Like
that. Yeah, and how many of those are actually dead? I mean, how many are actual ghosts? Do we know?
I don't know about the ghosts. That's just the haunters. Oh. Yeah. And I think they categorize the ghosts in a different category, Kevin. See. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's even more.
Yeah.
Oh. Imagine how scary if Bruce and Steve worked there. How much scary they'd be.
Bruce, are you like getting scared or no?
I don't mind it, I guess.
You don't mind it, but like, no. Are you a haunted house person? Or
I haven't been one in years.
Okay, he'd be the little guy with the electric chainsaw.
I think Bruce would be. He'd be the laughing guy. I feel like when Bruce gets scared, probably laugh. Yes. Do you laugh when you get scared?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Steve, do you laugh or cry?
Curl up in a ball.
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah. And Steve's going to be videoing and doing like some Facebook Live stuff and stuff. I can just imagine. All of a sudden you hear this whimpering and all you see is the ground.
Great job filming. Yeah.
Really gave us a good look at what was going on there.
Yeah.
Sidewalk is very fascinating.
That sidewalk is super scary. Not much time for the audio ball today, guys. I'll just give you the Alexa joke.
Why did the zero start dating? To find the one.
You see, it's to find the
we get it.
To find the one.
That's heavy.
You guys get it, right?
Ooh, yeah, I think we do.
Miranda Lambert, also the PCCA was on last night. You know what that is?
Nope.
Yeah, People's Choice.
Oh, you're halfway there.
PCCA.
People's Choice.
Country Awards?
Oh!
Really?
Holy cow, I saw the advertisement, but I haven't watched
Warren
it yet.
Warren Strong. That was amazing. Miranda won like some sort of lifetime award last night.
Good.
And she's had a great acceptance speech.
So the fact that I get this award tonight is just blowing my mind. It's a lot of years, tears, beers, and Tito's. If I'm being honest.
Years, beers. Tears and Tito's.
It took me a second on the Tito. What's that?
Yeah, that was well done. And then she's like, no, that's real, guys. I mean that. That's not funny. Anyway, there's your audio vault. We're going to play a little game. What game are we going to play next, Steve?
Ooh. Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
What? Oh, repeat after me? What are we for?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You should leave it off for how long, Monty?
Oh, 30 minutes, I guess.
30 minutes? What are you going to do with your life without your phone for 30 minutes?
Yeah. Same thing I do every night.
One minute, it says. At least one minute.
1 minute.
Kevin James.
Let me just go ahead and shut the door. 30 minutes.
30 minutes seemed like
Don't text me, honey.
Yeah, that's right. See it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Friday Cruise here. Everybody say hi. 1, 2, 3.
Hi.
That was really well trained, fellas. Nicely done. We're going to play a little game we call Repeat After Me.
Huh?
So all you have to do is repeat what the persons in front of you have said. So like, and it's all going to be sound effects. And the sound effects have been provided for you on the cards that are now in front of you. Yeah, you each have index cards. You'll flip them over. Index cards, huh, Bruce?
Index.
Flip them over 3x5s, and then you'll make that sound. And you'll make, like, if I'm going to start, Kevin's going to go second. Kevin, do you have words provided to you as well?
I do, yeah.
Okay, very good. So I'll go first, Kevin will go second, then Warren, then Bruce, then Monty. So you add the one in front of you.
I love this. I'm last.
Yeah, you'll have the most to add.
Yeah.
So
you'll have all five to do before we get to your sound.
Oh, okay. Careful.
So you can, hopefully you'll remember them.
Yep.
And good luck to you all.
You think I can remember four?
I'm going to guess no, Bruce. I mean, if I'm being honest, I'm going to guess probably not.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to open up. Here we go. First one.
Kevin? Okay.
So now I just do.
And yours.
Roar.
Okay.
Roar. Roar. What in the world?
Poor Bruce.
Okay, then it's my turn. What in the world? tick tock.
Where'd he go?
Bruce just got.
Do you want to know what this is?
I do. Actually. Okay. What did you pass on there?
A ball bouncing.
A ball bouncing?
Oh, wait, it's a ball bouncing.
Yeah, that'd make more sense, wouldn't it?
A bull bouncing.
All right, crash.
You read that. See if that doesn't look like a bull bouncing.
Well, it kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
That's a ball.
Yeah. It says ball.
Point to the camera.
Ball.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How does a ball bounce?
Well, that's a good question, too.
Yeah.
A ball bounce.
Yeah, that's what.
Boing?
Yeah.
Like that?
Okay. Yeah, boing, yeah, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Boy, let's see. Wait, what, Monty?
Huh?
Go ahead, Monty.
Boing. Tick tock.
Wow.
Okay, I'm gonna see if I can remember all these.
What?
Rawr, woo. What in the world? Boing, boing, boing. Tick tock.
Oh, piffle.
Oh.
I'm starting to forget.
It's Kevin now.
Kevin, good luck.
Yeah, this is not. This is where I start to lose my memory here a little bit.
Start.
Well, it's so good. My problem is I keep thinking ahead, like, oh, what's the next sound going to be?
Right. You're anticipating it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, really.
It's hard. And now that you've talked about it, you've forgotten.
Yeah, there's
all
no
them,
way.
So
yeah.
There's
that. Oh, you think I've forgotten all the words? You think that's what I'm doing? Is trying to stall?
Yep.
Oh, if I can remember the first one, we're good. Don't worry about it. Roar. Tinkle.
that was never a sound.
No.
That one. Boing, 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 boing. Tick tock.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, but he missed yours.
Yeah, he did miss yours. Whatever tinkle was. Yeah,
I added tinkle because I couldn't remember that one.
Well, then that means you lose.
That's right.
Oh, man, this is getting tough.
So it starts over, doesn't
it? Yeah, you start over, Warren.
Yes, please.
So what was your sound effect, Warren? Mine was a car horn and a buzzer with the two I had. What was yours?
Mine was a siren.
A siren, that's what I figured, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce, you had
a bouncing
bowl. Monty, you must have been a clock, tick-tock?
Clock ticking.
Yeah. And then, Kevin, what were your two sounds?
A bear and a turkey.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Warren, you can kick us off, so then Bruce will be second.
Okay.
All right, we'll start over and see how we do.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck, Warren.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Whoops, did I take two?
Take two. They're small.
Uno momento, por favor. Oh, golly.
Oh, wait a minute.
That was the sound.
Yeah. No paper.
Just
oh, that was it.
Wow. Okay. All right, Bruce.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just got to find a piece of paper to crumple.
Hmm. No, that ain't it.
I thought it was. I thought it was contemplation. I thought that we're.
That would actually be a good one.
Come on, Bruce. You can do it.
You can do it.
Oh, wait.
I can't do it.
Just make
finding something to make a sound effect with.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck. I don't know what that
this
one is.
This is quite the round.
Yeah. This is a tough one, yes. Okay.
I got it.
Wait, he's open. Okay. What are you trying to make?
I'm trying to unwrap a gift.
Oh, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, Monty, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to go with... And then...
Crumbling the paper and unwrapping. Yeah. If you could see the visual with him doing it.
Yeah.
And then the next one is, it's never this sound.
Okay. Hold on. It's never this sound. Boing, 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 boing.
Get all the easy ones.
Okay.
Kevin?
Like a bouncing ball, maybe?
He's got the crumpling. Got the unwrapping.
Yeah, opposite.
Yeah, right. Unwrapping.
Unwrapping.
Monty's is...
It's never this sound. boing, 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 boing.
It's getting tough.
And
wait, Warren. Wait a minute. He's got to do his.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. I got to make my noise now,
sorry.
Warren.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Boop.
What?
Boop. Boop.
I love it.
Boop.
All right, Warren. What
dripping
you got?
Dripping water.
There's a crumple. There's an unwrapping.
Oh, I've already forgotten.
Now you're up to Monty.
It's never that sound.
Close enough.
Boy.
I think you missed mine.
Yeah. I know I did, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, boing, 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 boing.
Then Kevin's was.
Am I right?
Yeah, so far.
Oh, so. Golly sakes. Now mine?
Yeah.
Oh, piffle.
Yeah.
Meow.
Oh, yeah, all that for that. Okay, Bruce, give it a shot.
I'm going to start it. Meow.
I just want to hear Bruce do another sound effect. What's your next card say, Bruce? Just out of curiosity, I want to hear the sound. Bruce is great at sound effects.
No, that ain't. That's not good. dang it. Dang, it's not good either.
Dang,
let's
it's not
just
good.
End this game by Bruce making a noise and somebody.
We have to identify
guessing
it.
What it
we
is.
Have to identify yes. it.
I already saw it, so I can't.
Yeah, he did. So he did a visual, Kevin. You're the only one that's going to be able to get this
can
one.
Can I do it for him?
Yeah, yes. Do it.
Oh yeah, that's good.
What do you think, Kevin?
You need the visuals.
Yeah, you
I'm kind of going with my stomach growling, but I'll also go with. Is it a like a semi, like a Jake break?
I know.
No.
Sky like a, King.
Sky King.
It's an airplane. It's an airplane.
Yeah,
do it again. Now that you know. It's like at the air show.
Yeah.
Could go. That's not at the air show.
Excuse me.
Repeat after me. That's a hard game, actually.
Repeat after me.
Did you figure out what my sound was?
No. Stapler. When you said it's never
yes,
that sound.
Kevin got it.
It's never that sound.
Oh. I like it.